With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The National Farmers Union recently sent letters to President Trump and congressional leaders urging immediate action to provide economic relief to family farmers and ranchers facing deteriorating economic conditions. NFU emphasized that aid should reach the family farm operations that need it most. The group also asked for parallel efforts to rebuild fair markets and curb corporate consolidation in agriculture. Family farmers and ranchers face severe economic challenges and a deepening crisis if they don't receive assistance. That coming from NFU President Rob LaRue. LaRue emphasized that aid payments must be directed to family agricultural operations and balanced among regions and crops. The payments must be paired with efforts to investigate monopolies in the agriculture industry and their resulting impacts on the farm economy. Resources must also be dedicated to developing new and enhanced domestic markets for American crops while enhancing existing markets, including markets at the local and regional levels. President Donald Trump injected fresh tensions into the relationship between China and the U.S. by stating that he might stop trade in cooking oil with the Southeast Asian nation. Reports say the U.S. president described the potential move as retaliation against China for its refusal to buy American soybeans, calling it an economically hostile act that's purposefully causing U.S. soybean farmers great difficulty. Trump said the U.S. is considering terminating Chinese cooking oil imports because America can easily produce cooking oil itself. "We don't need to purchase it from China," Trump posted on social media. The comments came after the president and U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer expressed confidence that friction would ease. Reports show that the U.S. was the top market for Chinese cooking oil, importing a record 1.27 million metric tons in 2024, worth approximately $1.1 billion. U.S. imports plunged this year, totaling 290,000 tons from January through August. Representatives Elise Stefanik and Rick Crawford have reintroduced the Promoting Agriculture Safeguards and Security Act that will protect U.S. national security by prohibiting foreign adversaries from purchasing or controlling American agricultural land and businesses. "Food security is national security, and I'm proud to reintroduce this legislation that will stand up against our foreign adversaries as they attempt to control our agriculture industry," Stefanik said. The U.S. cannot allow ownership bids of assets by communist China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea to undermine the efforts of our farmers who work hard to feed and fuel our communities. The PASS Act will ensure that the USDA is involved in reviewing foreign acquisitions of American agricultural land and businesses and blacklists American foreign adversaries from controlling U.S. agricultural land. Representative Crawford added that U.S. agriculture is a critical industry with real and significant impacts on our national security. A group of 13 FFA members has been selected to serve as young leaders for agriculture through the National FFA and Speak Ag Pioneers Program. The 2025-26 cohort of Speak Ag Pioneers will promote agricultural advocacy and literacy to other members and the public by hosting workshops and creating content for social media. The Speak Ag Pioneers will attend the upcoming 98th National FFA Convention and Expo, that in Indianapolis, from October 29th through November 1st. They will also participate in other local and national events to interact with policymakers and advocate for agriculture on behalf of more than 1 million FFA members in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Teaching students communications and advocacy through agricultural education empowers them to share their stories, champion their communities, and speak up for the future of agriculture, said Celia Glowacki with the National FFA. The skills help them prepare to make an impact. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.